Wake up. Wake up, sweetie. You're okay. You're okay. Open your eyes. Come on. Come on. That's a good boy. Don't be frightened. You are absolutely safe. Oh, please don't try to fight against the restraints, sweetheart. They're in place for a reason. I know you were disoriented, but the drugs will wear off shortly, I promise. I have removed the needle from your IV, but we need to keep the catheter in your arm in case I need to put you down again. All right? Hey, what did I tell you? Stop struggling. I can already tell you're not going to make this process very easy for me. That's okay. This is my job, after all. Now, let me see here. Ah! Follow the flashlight, please. Left. All right, now right. And now center. Perfect. Your pupils are still very dilated from the drugs, but you seem to be all right now. Are you feeling okay? Good boy. Oh, please don't try to speak either. It won't be possible. I have applied a heavy anesthetic to your vocal cords. But hey, now that we're feeling a little better, why don't I explain a few things to you so that we're both on the same page? You have been specially selected for a brand new behavior modification program. It's really quite cutting edge, if you ask me. The program is nearly 1 year old and has been an astounding success. Here at the facility, we combine many different forms of behavior modification to rehabilitate our subjects. Pharmaceutical therapy, combined with operant and classical conditioning, will nearly recreate you into a perfectly obedient man. I know. I'm using a lot of technical jargon. I just get so excited about it all sometimes. To put it simply, over the next 18 months, you are going to be conditioned. It's pretty much like training an animal, really. You will be rewarded for good behavior and punished for bad behavior. Every day, you will be assigned various tasks, exercises, and training programs to work through. These programs are all designed to reinforce obedient behavior in you. My team and I will be working very closely to help you through your journey. Our current team consists entirely of women. Our research has shown that males in training respond infinitely better to women. You will not be seeing another male for a long time. All males are kept well separated. It helps to keep you all more docile. In any case, I have been specifically assigned to you. I will be your personal trainer, which means I will be the one administering your punishments and your rewards. I will also be the one feeding you, dosing your drugs, and even milking you once per day. We are going to become very close, you and I. Would you look at that? It's time for your first dose already. Oh, don't be frightened. The drugs won't hurt you. The drug I'm about to inject you with is a special cocktail. It will make you drowsy for a minute or two, but after that, you'll be right as rain. It will only affect you in subtle ways. One ingredient is a low amount of scopolamine. Its primary effect is subservience. Our test patients reported a strange difficulty in saying no to commands. You'll get used to it. The drug cocktail also contains oxytocin derivatives. Over time, this will instill in you traits of loyalty and even love to me, your trainer. All right, are you ready for it? Oh, struggle all you want. That's fine. It will be over soon. Let me just inject. There we go. It's all in now. Aw, I'm just going to stroke your hair a bit, okay? That's a good boy. Let the drugs take effect. These drugs are the best thing for you. Trust me. Without them, your behavior will become worse and worse. You'll be much happier under my control. I know you're still a little dazed, but we are going to start our bonding process now, while the oxytocin derivative is at its most potent. I'm going to unfasten your neck restraint, all right? I'll bet that feels good, doesn't it? I'm going to lift your head onto my lap now, and you are going to suckle on my breasts, all right? Can you do that for me? Good boy. Go ahead. Latch on. There's a good boy. Now we're getting comfortable. Yes, keep suckling, boy. I'm going to run my fingers through your hair while you do that. This is the beginning of a long relationship. I'm going to provide you with everything. Discipline, control, pleasure, affection, even sustenance, your food and water. You will come to love me. You have nothing to worry about. I will treat you very well. As long as you do your best to obey me, I will be very good to you. I believe in you. I really do. I already know you and I are going to have some difficult times with punishment and discipline. But don't worry, it will only bring us closer. Sometimes punishment is really what a boy needs to be happy. Everything I'm going to do is for your own good. Some of your rewards are going to feel very good. Some of your punishments are going to be very painful. But this is all a part of our new relationship. Oh my, I can see your penis swelling pretty rapidly there. My goodness, your admitting nurse must have forgotten to fit you with a chastity device. We're going to have to put one on you right away. Looks like we're done suckling now, sweet boy. I'm going to have to secure your neck into the restraint again. Hey now, no, no more suckling. Off. There we go. There. There'll be plenty of time later on for us to suckle, boy. Right now, we have a few things to take care of. I'll be right back. All right then, I've got what we need. This is such an exciting time for us. We get to fit your belt and collar. We'll start with the collar. I'll be fitting you with an electronic collar today. This will be the primary source of your punishments, for small infractions, of course. This shock collar will give me the ability to instantly correct your behavior. It is truly going to become a communication device between you and me. Whenever you hear a beep, you will feel a very intense shock in your throat. You will quickly alter your behavior, or you will be subject to more severe punishment. Of course, I'll be keeping the remote control on my hip. You will wear this collar at all times, day and night. It will never come off. Ever. Do you understand me? If I ever see you without this collar on, you will find out how severe my punishments can be. All right now, let's see if it fits. Ah, perfect fit. Can you feel the metal prongs against your throat? Oh, I hope they're not too tight. It does feel too tight? Let me check. Tilt your head up, please, dear. think that's about right. No, I will not be loosening this collar. You will get used to this tightness over time. We really do need both the electric prongs to fit snugly against your throat. We need to be sure you're going to receive your shocks. I'm going to test it out now. All right, sweetheart? You are going to receive one shock, but I want you to know you've done nothing wrong, all right? This is just to make sure our collar is working properly. Oh, I know it hurts, baby. It has to. You're all right. Now that we know the collar is working, let's move on to your chastity belt. Oh, gosh, I can't believe you're still erect, even after I've shocked you. I'll tell you what. Because you've been doing so well on your first day, I'm going to reward you. Let's have some fun now, sweet boy. I will release one of your arms from the restraints, and I will allow you to make yourself feel good. You may have one orgasm, but right after that, we are going to have to put your belt on. Understood? Good boy. Now, when I take your arm out, you will not touch yourself until I say so. You will do nothing until I give you permission. Do you understand me? All right, good. There we go. No. Bad. Oh, I'm sorry I had to shock you. I am sorry. I slapped you. But you just disobeyed me, baby. Come on, you couldn't have waited another 10 seconds. I would have let you make yourself feel good. You could have had an orgasm. I might even have let you suckle while you touched yourself. My, I'm so disappointed. I suppose you will have to learn the hard way. I understand you must be feeling very frustrated and vulnerable right now, and touching yourself sounds just too good to be true. But baby, you have to remember, your obedience to me is paramount. It is the reason you are here. All right, well, we can try again in a few hours. I'm going to have to put you down again. I'm going to inject you with a tranquilizer now, and you are going to sleep for about an hour. When you wake up, you'll have your collar and your belt on, and we can try this entire sequence again. I believe in you, baby. I just know you're going to do the right thing next time. All right. I'm injecting it now, sweetheart. Go to sleep. Don't fight it. Good boy.